This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Newspapers and magazines have had to deal with a decline in advertising for years now, and part of that has been a sharp drop in political ads of the printed kind. But there's a notable exception to that, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Candidates still see value in papers that serve specific communities. African Americans, Spanish speakers. Felipe Corseni teaches multicultural marketing at Florida State University.
I think that many campaigns consider this as relatively inexpensive ways of reaching people that they might not be able to reach otherwise.
That makes them popular with local candidates and no-brainers for national candidates who get a lot of bang for their buck. That's according to Ken Goldstein, an expert on election ads at the University of San Francisco.
Newspaper advertising budgets are a rounding error in campaign budgets.
Still, many newspapers are not eager to leave any money on the table, and they play up their ability to target specific segments of the population.
In some ways, newspapers were the internet before internet was the internet.
Goldstein says micro-targeting, something that's in vogue right now, started with these smaller print publications.
I'm Cheryl Maynor, and I'm the publisher at the Chicago Defender newspaper in Chicago, Illinois.
Maynor is the first woman to run the paper in its 109-year history. She says it continues to have a loyal readership, African Americans in the Chicago area and around the country.
We have been able to stand where others who are more generalized have fallen.
The newspaper is covered and engaged with local politics from its very beginning during the Great Migration. Maynor says she expects there will be a significant amount of political advertising ahead of city elections in the spring. Aldermen see the paper as a way to reach their constituents. State and national politicians recognize it's a way to reach specific voters, something that's hard to do with TV ads.
When you place an ad in the publication that they read, that they trust, that they respect, and you're asking them for their vote, now you're actually talking to them.
According to media analyst Ken Doctor, papers like the Chicago Defender are attractive for another reason. Campaigns spend a lot of time going after undecided voters.
But that voter who has made up his or her mind but is not yet sure they're going to the polls is equally important.
And part of the Chicago Defender's mission has been, and continues to be, to get its readers to vote. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.